Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
When we look at our world, we know that we are not at peace. In our souls, we do not have rest. We experience a kind of poverty, not merely in socioeconomic terms, but in the very state of our being. The Bible uses a clear and fitting word to describe this condition: bondage. Being in bondage is being unable to escape from a circumstance or a behavior. All of creation lives in some form of bondage, and all creation is crying out to be set free. Wisconsin Family Council's Church Ambassador Network inspires the church to engage government for the advancement of God's kingdom. They do this through connecting leaders in God's institution of the church with the leaders in God's institution of government, as people, as shepherds, and as community partners. Their goal is to help government leaders see churches as the primary resource in transforming communities and the gospel as the key to breaking Wisconsinites free from bondage. The Church Ambassador Network's recently released booklet, Breaking Bondage, presents government and church leaders with strategies for severing this cycle of bondage across Wisconsin. The Christian worldview holds that creation is broken because of Adam and Eve's rebellion against a holy God, recorded in Genesis 3. Sin entered the world through their disobedience and spread to every human being. Sin brought about bondage, holding people back from the harmony that God intended. Understanding the state of bondage in Wisconsin requires a clear, data-driven approach. And to achieve this, the Church Ambassador Network conducted a per capita analysis of all 72 counties, examining 21 indicators of social risk and well-being, including family structure, poverty, child abuse, foster care placements, food insecurity, prison admissions, bankruptcy, and substance abuse. The research revealed that Menominee County has the most bondage indicators. The two common denominators across all the counties most in bondage are addictions and the breakdown of the family. Wisconsin's communities, especially those in the most compromised counties, need hope and vision. Government can provide safety, order, and essential services, but it cannot build the relationships belonging and meaning that give people hope and help break cycles of bondage. It has always relied on community partners to meet these deeper needs. There is no partner better suited to meet these needs than the church. The church provides community and relational support by walking alongside people, investing time in their lives, and building meaningful, trusting relationships. At the same time, the church nurtures spiritual well-being by sharing the hope of the gospel and guiding people towards holistic restoration, helping them find purpose, peace, and hope that lasts. The Church Ambassador Network is building a statewide network of churches that are committed to making an impact. Their goal is to engage this network in a shared vision of church-state partnership that brings real hope, real relationships, and real hope to Wisconsin. The Church Ambassador Network proposes four solutions to address bondage in Wisconsin. First, prioritizing and uplifting the family for the benefit of children and communities. Second, addressing addictions by protecting the vulnerable in our communities from addictive and predatory behaviors. Third, strengthening and utilizing community partnerships to help individuals out of bondage by removing barriers between the faith community and government. And fourth, achieving a high quality and effective social service system by attracting and retaining the best social workers. The challenges surveyed in this research all share a deeper root: the sinful condition of the human heart. The Christian gospel speaks directly to this. The cure is new life in Jesus Christ, who lived a sinless life and took our sins and our punishment upon himself on the cross. When we recognize our sin against God, ask him to forgive us, and place our trust in Jesus Christ by believing that he died on the cross as the payment for our sins and then rose from the dead, we are forgiven and declared righteous, not by our works, but by grace alone. Those who are made new in Christ are called to live with humility, self-control, responsibility, a love for others, and a heart to serve. This is lived out as we rely on God's grace to help us love, support, and serve individuals, families, and communities. This breaks bonds. This is freedom. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, President of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.